Welcome back, Resurrected Republic Truth Radio broadcast on RBN. Everybody knows my love for Benjamin Netton Nitwit. He's just the lying gift that keeps on giving. You know, you remember the United Nations presentation with his little placard, with his little spy versus spy bomb, with the little line? I mean, that was so comical. If it wasn't about such a dastardly agenda, it would probably be more funny. You know, I urge all Christians like myself out there who have moral consistency. You know, you don't have to side with liberals or progressives or this split personality disorder among both parties to stand by moral consistency. You don't have to hate anyone to stand by moral consistency. You should not fear being criticized for your stand on moral consistency. So anyway, we have coming up here Jake Morfonios and the Blackstone Intelligence Report. For those of you that were listening in January, Jake Morfonios came on the show, and we spent a couple hours just digging into every rabbit hole we could find. I highly respect Jake's work, and I want to share with you his latest report on Netanyahu. So go ahead and roll that clip.
Today is April 30th, 2018, Monday. The United States and Israel have long been holding these secret talks. It's been going on for some time now, as they have been plotting this strategy to undermine Iranian power out there in the Middle East. And the plot certainly didn't originate with the Trump administration. But we do know that Donald Trump and his neocon war cabinet, they most certainly are committed participants in these plans. Now, for those of you who are among my longtime viewers, you know that I've been predicting these unfolding geopolitical events for quite some time now. So in today's news, what we're seeing is that Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has held this huge press conference, big major briefing, to announce to the world that Israel has undeniable proof that Iran is some kind of nuclear menace. And the Trump administration has been quick to immediately endorse Israel's claims. So in this video, what I'm going to do is to try and help you understand what's going on out there in the Middle East and why it's happening. So as I reported yesterday, Israel just carried out another massive military strike against Iranian troops who are inside Syria. It's important to remember, these Iranian troops inside Syria, they're there at the invitation of the Syrian government, unlike the United States and the Israelis, who keep invading without permission. Okay, what we are doing is called invasion. Iran is there at the request of the Syrian government, and they're there to try and stop the United States and Israel and Saudi Arabia and all of their proxies that they're using on the ground to try and stop them from overthrowing the Syrian government and doing to Syria what was done to Iraq and Afghanistan. So basically, the United States coalition, they want to control the entire Middle East. We've got Israel and Saudi Arabia, both of whom are very willing allies. So some people ask, well, what are they getting out of it? What does each party get out of this? We could spend so much time talking about that, but here are just some of the big ones. The United States has already toppled the governments of Afghanistan and Iraq. Now we want to topple Syria, and clearly we want to topple Iran. So what the United States gets out of this is ongoing empire building. We get control of the oil resources. We get the ability to establish more military outposts in the Middle East to use as bases to help hem in Russia and other rivals. Now, Saudi Arabia, this is a nation that is controlled by a single family. They're a mafia, the House of Saud. It's a mafia family. These people live lives of extreme opulence, almost unimaginable luxury. I mean, these people have gold fixtures in their bathrooms, and not gold-colored, not gold-plated, but gold fixtures. While most of the regular citizens in Saudi Arabia are denied even basic human rights, heaven forbid you should be a woman in Saudi Arabia. You get your head chopped off. So what keeps this Saudi family, this mafia, in power is really the country's vast oil reserves. And the problem that the Saudis face is that Iran, who is kind of across the water from them there, just by a little bit, they also have large oil reserves. And Iran poses a significant financial and regional political rivalry to the growth of Saudi power. So, for example, look at what's going on in Yemen. The Saudi royals had installed a Sunni puppet leader. Islam is comprised of primarily two main factions, the Sunnis, which are the large majority of Muslims, and then the Shia, or Shiites, which are the minority. Well, the Saudis had imposed a Sunni puppet leader to control this southern neighbor of Yemen. But when the Shiite population rose up and drove out this Saudi puppet, the Saudi government decided, and this is Mohammed bin Salman, the crown prince, he's their defense minister.
Quiz Nostradamus and Galileo went parasailing one day. Alas, they were attacked by a flock of flying monkeys. Quiz's loyal friend flung his fresh aioli.
Mohammed bin Salman, the crown prince, he's their defense minister. They decided to go to war to retake control of Yemen. But they've been unable to do so primarily because Iran is helping the Shiites, helping the Houthis there in Yemen. They're helping to prevent the Saudis from reconquering Yemen. So Saudi Arabia wants to see Iran's government toppled because Iran is a check on the Saudi mafia's power in that region. Now we get to Israel. Israel has goals of its own. The Zionist Greater Israel Project is one of those goals. This seeks to conquer large territories around the Middle East, outside of Israel, to greatly expand Israel's borders. They want the lands of Lebanon. They want the lands of Syria. They want Iraq. They want Jordan. They want all of this to expand their borders and turn Israel into this massive super state. Well, the biggest roadblock to this objective is that much of the territory that Israel wants to conquer, these territories have large Shiite Muslim populations. And Iran, which is the most powerful nation in the region outside of Israel, Iran is predominantly Shiite. In fact, about 90% of the world's Shiite Muslims live in Iran. So when you have an outside power come into one of these local nations that has a Shiite population, it's a problem for Iran. They want to protect their people. So when you have these outside powers come in and try and dominate the local Shiite populations in Iraq, in Syria, in Lebanon, in Yemen, what happens is that Iran provides financial and military support to prevent those outside powers from coming in and taking over the territories. In a literal sense, the Iranians, no matter what you want to say of them, they are opposing the New World Order. So for the Greater Israel Project to succeed, Israel has to somehow eliminate Iran as its rival. So you've got the United States, you've got Israel, you've got Saudi Arabia, all with, just like mafia families, just like the New York Mafia, Chicago Mafia, you have different mafia families, but they will collaborate for mutually beneficial outcomes. So this political philosophy behind the Greater Israel Project, it's called Zionism. It is a wholly immoral philosophy that teaches that might makes right. It's right if you have the power to make it happen. And outright lies are not only justified in Zionism, but Zionism teaches that these lies should be a primary tactic used to achieve goals. The official motto of the Israeli Mossad is, by deception thou shalt do war. So the question has been asked, how do you know when a Zionist is lying? And the answer is, his lips are moving. One of the chief Zionist propaganda masters, somebody who has been lying to the public for many years, is Israel's current prime minister, Benjamin Netanyahu. I've been following Netanyahu since 9/11. I used to be a fan of Netanyahu. The truth is, Israel is a diabolical terrorist state. The Mossad, which, if you don't know, that's the Israeli Secret Service, their secret intelligence service. The Mossad played a significant role in carrying out the 9/11 attacks against the people of the United States. So did Saudi Arabia. We have the documentation to prove that. Well, this bloody war on terror that George W. Bush launched following 9/11, it has had a dramatically big impact in helping Israel over the years, starting with the overthrow of one of Israel's archenemies, which was Saddam Hussein. So Netanyahu appeared before the United States Senate. This was in early 2002. The Iraq War started in 2003. So in 2002, Netanyahu went to the U.S. Senate and gave testimony, and he lied to our government to try and drum up support for this potential U.S. war against Israel's enemy, Iraq. And Netanyahu falsely claimed in this testimony, which I'm going to show you in a second, he totally lied, saying that Israel had irrefutable proof that Iraq was well on its way to obtaining nuclear weapons. Netanyahu claimed that Israel had actually spoken to defectors from Iraq, who they themselves had confirmed that Saddam Hussein had this advanced nuclear weapons program, and that he was close to finishing atomic bombs, and that Russia and North Korea were helping Saddam Hussein in his race to get nuclear bombs. And so Netanyahu said emphatically that for the sake of world peace, the United States military must be used to wage war against Iraq.
Pursuing all avenues of developing weapons of mass destruction, and the means to deliver them. I have to say that he was enjoying in this effort the support of Russian technology, and I should say Russian technologists on site. They were a principal source, and other regimes, including North Korea, were supporting that effort as well. There is no question that he had not given up on his nuclear program, not whatsoever. There is also no question that he was not satisfied with the arsenal of chemical and biological weapons that he had and was trying to perfect them constantly. If perfect is the word to describe this ghoulish enterprise. And every indication we have is that he is pursuing with abandon, pursuing with every ounce of effort the establishment of weapons of mass destruction, including nuclear weapons. Saddam is hell-bent on achieving atomic bombs, atomic capabilities as soon as he can. He can produce it in centrifuges the size of washing machines that can be hidden throughout the country. And I want to remind you that Iraq is a very big country. It is not the size of Monte Carlo. It is a big country. And I believe that even free and unfettered inspections will not uncover these portable manufacturing sites of mass death. There is no question whatsoever that Saddam is seeking and is working and is advancing towards the development of nuclear weapons. No question whatsoever. And there is no question that once he acquires it, history shifts immediately. And today the United States must destroy the same regime because a nuclear-armed Saddam will place the security of our entire world at risk. And make no mistake about it, if and once Saddam has nuclear weapons, the terror network will have nuclear weapons. Today, nothing less than dismantling his regime will do.
So the Zionist neocons in the Bush administration, they succeeded in scaring the crap out of the American people, scared us into believing the lie that Iraq was on the verge of finishing nuclear weapons, and that Saddam Hussein was going to give those weapons to the very terrorists who had just attacked America on 9/11. So we went to war. A lot of Americans supported that war. I wasn't one of them. Well, over 1 million Iraqi civilians were killed in that conflict. Incredible casualties. And after years of searching, turns out that not one shred of evidence has been discovered that substantiated any of Netanyahu's claims about Saddam's nuclear weapons program. There was no evidence at all that Hussein had nuclear weapons, let alone that he was months away from finishing his first nuclear bomb. So this entire story that Netanyahu told about Iraqi defectors who knew all of these intimate details of Iraq's advanced nuke program, it was all a lie. These were lies. Everything that Benjamin Netanyahu said turned out to be a lie. And here we are 15 years after the start of the Iraq War. We're still there. We're still fighting. We're still losing U.S. troops. Still slaughtering civilians. Still no evidence of any Iraqi nuclear weapons program, but we're still there. So I want you to remember these words of Netanyahu. I want you to remember that this Zionist warmonger knowingly lied to me and to you, lied to the U.S. government, lied to the American people, lied to the entire world to manipulate us into going to war, not for our benefit, but for Israel's benefit. We went to war against Israel's enemy. And I want you to remember these lies from Benjamin Netanyahu, because that's exactly what he's doing again. And if any of you are foolish enough to fall for the propaganda a second time, I want you to know the blood of those people who get killed, that's going to be on your hands. Don't support this maniac's claims that Iran is getting ready to develop nuclear weapons. This nuclear bomb trick, this propaganda works so well against Iraq. Here we've got Benjamin Netanyahu continuing to use the trick. He's using it against Iran this time, though. And for years, Netanyahu has been telling us that Iran is just months away from completing these nuclear bombs.
Resurrect the Republic, Truth Radio broadcast. We'll be right back with the Blackstone Intelligence Report from Jake Morfonios and more after. By breaking your backs, we're gonna redistribute when we make our big tax. Hey, sit down, don't be a jerk.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? if you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have? Do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Resurrect the Republic, Truth Radio broadcast on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Your host, Tom Lackenbarra Stewart, with the Blackstone Intelligence Report.
Go back to 2006. He told delegates at the United Jewish Communities General Assembly this. Let me read you a quote. He said, "It's 1938, and Iran is Germany. And Iran is racing to arm itself with atomic bombs." And he told them that the top goal of Israel should be to stop the guy who was then the Iranian president, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. And Netanyahu said this. He said, "This is what we must do. Everything pales before this." It was very dramatic. Well, it turns out that was 2006. Turns out Netanyahu was wrong. Iran was not developing nuclear weapons, but he didn't stop his propaganda work. Go forward 6 years to 2012. He's still saying this stuff. He went to the United Nations and announced to the world that Iran was less than a month away from finishing it, or just a handful of months away from finishing his first atomic bomb.
And how close is Iran to getting it? Well, let me show you. Brought a diagram for you. Here's a diagram.
This is the poster card.
This is a bomb. This is a fuse.
Spy versus spy.
In the case of Iran's nuclear plans to build a bomb, this bomb has to be filled with enough enriched uranium. And Iran has to go through three stages. Where's Iran? Iran's completed the first stage. Now they're well into the second stage. And by next spring, at most, by next summer, at current enrichment rates, they will have finished the medium enrichment and move on to the final stage. From there, it's only a few months, possibly a few weeks, before they get enough enriched uranium for the first bomb.
Wrong.
Pause that just for a second there, Dan. Now, Now, keep in mind, what I'm looking at right now is something that our listeners have probably already seen by now, which is Netanyahu unrolling out his new presentation, right? I guess that he was so absolutely laughed at because of the spy versus spy $1.50 poster board that he brought in front of the United Nations, that they decided to go a little bit more all out with the presentation. So I'm looking at a photograph right here of Netanyahu pointing to it was big black covered, and at this unveiling of alleged copies of Iranian data during a televised speech on April 30th. Now, here's a bookshelf with black, red, and green, mostly colored binders. Look like plastic binders with labels on them. The images that have been supplied does not give me the ability to zoom in on the library itself and be able to get the titles off of it. And then next to that is this behind the glass presentation of, I don't know, Dan, how much do you seen this video of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, maybe, I don't know, say 100 CDs. How much do 100 blank CDs cost in Best Buy? Yeah, like four. Okay, so a $40 presentation of CDs in front of the public. So he's gotten a little bit more elaborate in his presentation. Now, his foreign ministry responded to Prime Minister Iran's foreign ministry responded to Prime Minister Nitwit's revelations, accusing the country of continuing its nuclear program in secret, charging the claims as worn out and shameful. On Tuesday, Foreign Ministry spokesman Bahram Qasemi said Netanyahu is a broke and infamous liar who has had nothing to offer except lies and deceits. The morning after the Israeli leader's 20-minute televised speech outlined 183 CDs of stolen Iranian information, allegedly. Now, keep in mind, folks, I am neither for nor against Iran. I'm neither for nor against Assad. I am in support of anyone in so much of that they protect the lives of not just Christians, but especially, you know, Christians in the Middle East, who we've seen a horrible discrimination against in the state of Israel itself. You know, I'm always countered by more conservative voices that say, oh, Israel is the democracy. It's a national socialist state, but it's democracy, the only democracy in the Middle East. And we need to foster that, and we need to protect that. And all the while, we are in cahoots with Saudi Arabia. Don't get me started on Saudi Arabia. All right, when we get back, the conclusion of the Blackstone Intelligence Report with Jake Morfonios, Resurrect the Republic, Truth Radio broadcast on RBN.
This is the most transparent administration in history.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Welcome back, Resurrected Republic Truth Radio broadcast on RBN with the Blackstone Intelligence Report.
...2012 came and went, still no nuclear bombs. Skip forward another 3 years, go to 2015. Surely Iran, which was, quote, racing to arm itself with atomic bombs. Surely they would have at least had a few of them after a full decade of Netanyahu's dire warnings, right? Because he keeps talking about how it's imminent nuclear annihilation unless we act right now. So surely Iran had a couple of bombs by then. Well, not exactly. Iran still didn't have any nuclear bombs, but the scary story was still useful in manipulating the ignorant masses. It's great theater. But when the Obama administration got together with other world leaders and they sat down finally with Iran, they came up with a plan by which the most highly qualified team of international inspectors, the most highly qualified team in the world, would routinely go into Iran and investigate all of their facilities so that they can prove whether or not Iran was or was not in the process of building nuclear weapons. That should be a good thing, right? If Iran is such a threat to world peace and they're developing nukes, isn't it a good thing to have an inspection team, a multinational inspection team, go in there to verify whether or not this is happening? Well, to me and you, that makes sense, but Benjamin Netanyahu had a fit over this. Let me tell you what he said. This is a speech that he gave in 2015. This is not long before the Iran deal actually went through. He said this, quote, "The land all around us is trembling. The greatest threat to our future and our security is and will remain Iran's attempt to arm itself with nuclear weapons." And he said that if the deal was signed, it would be disastrous. He said that it would guarantee that Iran would be able to finish building nuclear bombs in mere months. He said that the time to produce the nuclear bombs, if this deal went through, the time to prepare the nuclear bombs, quote, will be reduced to less than a year and possibly a lot less than that. Netanyahu lied. He lied about Iraq's nuclear weapons program in 2002. He lied to get the United States to go to war against Saddam Hussein. Netanyahu lied in 2006 when he said that Iran was on the verge of finishing nuclear bombs. It was 12 years ago. He lied in 2008. He lied in 2012. He lied in 2015. And last night, he lied again. Guys, do you know why con artists, career con artists, are so successful? It's because there is no shortage of idiots in the world who are too dumb to recognize that they are being deceived. They're just too ignorant to take the time to do what I've just done, which is to ask questions. Question the character and the claims of the con artist. See if they're credible. Ask questions. Think of it this way. If I told you all that I was absolutely certain, without any doubt whatsoever, that a particular person was going to rob a bank by a certain date. I'm sure of it. This man is going to rob a bank by this date. Would you believe me? Maybe some of you would. But if that day came and went and the person had not robbed the bank, how well would you trust me if 3 years later I said the same person, he's really going to rob a bank this time? Now, you might believe me, but you would be less likely to believe me, probably. But if I continue to make this same grandiose claim year after year after year that this guy is going to rob a bank for sure, without any doubt, he is going to rob a bank. I'm certain of it, and I have people who have given me proof that he's going to rob this bank. If year after year after year, it turns out that I'm wrong, that it doesn't happen, would you not eventually conclude that either, one, I'm stupid, or two, I'm a liar, or three, I'm both? But forget me, what would it say about the people who continued to believe my lies even after I had been proven wrong time and time and time again? Especially if you found out that these lies that I'm telling was resulting in massive financial profit, that I was making tons of money off your gullibility. What would that say about the people that kept believing the lies? Folks, Benjamin Netanyahu is a serial liar. He is very intelligent. I've always been impressed with Netanyahu's sharp mind, his ability to use articulate words to influence people into doing his bidding. He's very charismatic. He's got charm. He's got that good, deep voice that he uses. But Netanyahu, despite being a smart man, he's still an evil human being who is conning people into supporting bloodshed for the sake of giving the state of Israel more territorial power. His lies are leading to military operations that are killing our people, our soldiers. These military operations that are opening the doors of nations that allows our Western oil corporations to come in here. Netanyahu's got a lot of oil buddies that are profiting from these wars. And don't forget, Benjamin Netanyahu is a close personal friend of the Kushner family. He has vacationed with them repeatedly. He has stayed at the Kushner's home. We know that Donald Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, from Kushner, told this story a couple of times that I've read in magazine articles. Jared talked about how when he was a teenager, Netanyahu even spent the night in his own room. So Donald Trump and Jared Kushner are tied at the hip to Benjamin Netanyahu. And so knowing what we do of the deeply dishonest and immoral character of Netanyahu, how can we support him? How can we support his lies? How can we be willing to let our patriotic U.S. soldiers be used as pawns by the state of Israel to go out there and engage in these Middle Eastern wars for the benefit of Netanyahu's buddies in the oil corporations? These guys that are salivating at the prospect of taking control of the oil in Syria and Iran. And for those who don't remember, Donald Trump wants very much to take as much oil as he can from the Middle East as well.
Bigger or better at the military than I am.
Are you telling me you're going to send American ground troops into Syria?
I'm not telling you anything. And the reason I'm not is because if I run and I win, I don't want them to know the game plan.
American ground troops in to chase them around?
Take back the oil. Once you go over and take back that oil, they have nothing.
But how do you take
it back?
Right,
you have to go in. You have to go
with
in.
With ground troops?
Well, you bomb the hell out of them, and then you encircle it, and then you go in, and you let Mobil go in, and you let our great oil companies go in. Yeah. Once you take that oil, they have nothing left.
Do you understand what you just heard? Donald Trump said that we should go into Syria with the U.S. military, bomb them, and steal their oil for our great oil companies. And that's not the only, there's tons of those things. He said that over and over. He said it about Iraq, about Syria. Our founding fathers are rolling in their graves. No wonder our U.S. military has such a horrendously high suicide rate. They're getting paid next to nothing to go into these Middle Eastern countries and bomb the hell out of these innocent people. Not in the name of protecting America from attacks, but to help oil corporations make money. And before you judge me for feeling upset about this, back in 2000, when I was in college, a friend of mine named Mike, we went to school together. Mike was, he was the manager at the local Little Caesars, but he tried to recruit me into joining the local National Guard unit. We had classes together. And I thought about it. It would have been easy work. It was just 1 week in a month, 2 weeks during the summer. Our local National Guard unit was in charge of transportation. So basically all they did was they sat around and they'd clean the trucks, take them out for a drive, bring them back. Just nothing to it. So a little bit of work, and the government would pay my college tuition. That's what Mike and I were talking about, was the cost of college tuition. So I strongly considered it, but in the end, I decided against it. I just knew it wasn't the right fit for me. But skip forward just a couple of years, the United States invades Iraq, thanks in part to Benjamin Netanyahu. But the problem was we didn't have enough troops. We needed to do all these surges. So Bush ended up calling up the National Guard, including our local guard unit, and sent my friend Mike and the other guys in the unit to Iraq. Mike was killed by a roadside bomb. He was driving one of the trucks. And you know what he died doing? His job was to transport Halliburton employees. He was transporting Halliburton employees to Iraqi oil fields. to help take control of the Iraqi oil. Halliburton was Dick Cheney's old corporation, who was vice president at the time. So my buddy Mike, his wife and his two little kids lost Mike in a war for oil. And here we have Donald Trump advocating more wars for oil with Benjamin Netanyahu. And you people wonder why I feel so much anger at these Trump cultists and the Christian Zionist hypocrites who get out there and shill for Trump and Israel, who forget the whole teaching about loving thy neighbor, love your enemies, turn the other cheek. And they're willing to go out there and shed blood because it's Israel.
Blackstone Intelligence on Resurrect the Republic Truth Radio broadcasts. I share Jake, his position on this. I am tired of seeing our veterans destroyed, not taken care of, and then being sent off to wars that absolutely have nothing to do with the national security of the United States. Is this not the same country that had 240 Israeli spies arrested and rounded up? You know, the newspaper headlines of that alone, which got a Fox News media report all of about 20 minutes. I'm surprised. I was shocked, as many of you were when you heard it, to come across Fox, all but they had to do something to maintain any kind of legitimacy, which wasn't much, but they did maintain that credibility in the eyes of the public. But many conservatives who viewed that, and of course they didn't show it in the 20-minute segment that it was. It was several broken up segments that were just kind of thrown in places, and then you never heard or seen from again. You know, people like us are castigated and demonized for pointing these things out. Why do you focus on that? Are you an anti-Shemite? I'm opposed to the Catholic Inquisition, right? I'm opposed to the progressive values of the modern Pope. But I don't have anybody calling me an anti-Catholic or anti-Kithite, whatever. I'm not even going to try and translate it into a groupthink hate speech concept. I'm opposed to genocide. I'm opposed to bombs dropping down on communities because guess what? I wouldn't want them to rain down on top of me. Now, would Iran or Syria or any of those other countries that were following the PNAC doctrine for, would they claim the moral authority and just because their own representatives backed it, bombed the ATF headquarters for the death and murder of the Branch Davidians in Waco, Texas? This is what I mean about the moral inconsistency that a lot of people hold. You know, when they can apply it directly to them, well, they're all about rights and freedom. I don't care whether I agree or disagree with what you have to say or do, as long, you know, I will first of all fight for your right to say it and oppose any movement to silence your speech, because ultimately when you have to start passing laws to silence people, that means you don't have a very good argument. We'll be back. Resurrect the Republic, Truth Radio broadcast on RBN.
Welcome to the place of the left's hypocrisy.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We're back. Resurrect the Republic, Truth Radio broadcast on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Folks, for those of you who may have clicked on the Spreaker podcast that we put out when we go live, we had some technical difficulties and there were huge gaps in airtime. We are working to correct that so that you can share that episode on Spreaker. You can also go to the Republic Broadcasting Archives, but I have no editorial control there. So if you just hang in there with us, and we will be reloading hour one and hour two separately into the Spreaker podcast system, which will publish to iHeart, iTunes, and so on and so forth. Anyway, so I was talking about free speech and hate crimes, which is an overtly neo-Marxist concept, has permeated American jurisprudence. Now, let me be very clear what I'm about to say here so that I'm not smeared by the likes of Mark Potok. I do not condone, nor do I support, any violence being brought upon anyone for their beliefs or their faith or their even their politics, unless what they're doing requires a defensive strategy. In other words, I don't know about you guys, but if I caught a foreign nation spying in my country, I wouldn't arrest them and deport them. They'd be hung. I don't care what country you come from. See, I'm an equal opportunity justice provider there when it comes to certain things. I don't care what nation you come from. I don't care if you purport to be an ally. I don't care. I don't care if it was Sweden. That being said, April 19th, an article came out in J-Post on anti-Semitism, because I'm always smeared with that title incorrectly, because it's an oxymoron, the term anyway, because it doesn't apply to Semitic people anyway. It applies just to one protected group. If you criticize Zionism, you can't, because Israel is culturally Jewish, so that just opens up that can of worms you're all familiar with. But South Carolina takes important step towards anti-Semitism bill. After passing the South Carolina House of Representatives, the anti-Semitism bill was stalled in the state Senate for several months. Oh, Lord. South Carolina will soon become the first U.S. state to codify the universal definition of anti-Semitism after its Senate and House of Representatives reconciled different wording next week in a landmark bill that is set to be the model for states across America and countries around the world. Despite its small Jewish population, South Carolina was the first U.S. state to pass a bill outlawing, boycotting, divesting from the sanctioning Israel, versions of which you've now passed in 50 states and expected to pass in 6 months more by the end of the year. Israel Allies Caucuses. So I guess if you don't want your money to go towards something, that's no longer freedom of choice. It's no longer freedom of speech. Now it's going to be a hate crime. Welcome to America. See you tomorrow. Resurrect the Republic. Truth Radio broadcast on RBN. Jeez. Of the not so free. Oh, 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 oh. I'm not interested in
corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.